Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, we're getting into the swing of things. It's Christmas season.
Yes.
We talked about it before we recorded it. This is a very fun sort of time of year, and the time of year that brains sort of turn off.
Yes.
So we're both trying to work through that.
It's hard to work, but we're going to get there.
Just yeah.
Just ready for the holidays.
Exactly. Exactly. But with that comes Christmas trees, and we've got some Christmas tree tips, some fun facts. We don't have a tree in the house currently at my place, so we're trying to hunt one down right now.
Are you going
to
do a live or artificial?
We have a cat, so we might do artificial.
That's fair.
Just so we don't. He's a bit of a menace. I don't know what he would do with a tree. We'll see.
No, that's fair. I wanted live trees growing up, and we started with them, and then my sister, every year on Christmas, would get like horrific allergies, and it was always the Christmas tree. So I blame her, but you know, it's okay. Hopefully we'll get back into live trees now that I'm on my own. We'll see. But there are some things that when you're looking for a live tree, whether it's in your house now and you're having issues or you're out looking, when you're out in a Christmas tree farm or out in the woods, wherever you're looking, just things to avoid are, like you said, those needles. If you can shake the tree and the needles are coming off, don't bring that tree into your house. You're going to have a lot of issues with it. If the needles are stiff or dry or kind of a grayish color, you just want to look for a nice, healthy tree. And, you know, they always say, like, with a Christmas tree, you know it when you see it. So hopefully you'll have a good idea of what's good to come into your house. If you do cut your tree and you move it home, no matter how far away you are, it's probably a good idea to recut the base of the tree just like an inch about. Just, it can dry over so quickly. So when you put it in your water in your house, it's not going to get the water because it's already dried over. That plant tissue isn't going to pull any water in, and your tree is going to die. Then you're going to have a needle drop and a mess. So definitely cut that tree trunk about an inch and then put it immediately into water. That way it's going to stay moist and that plant tissue is going to stay alive and able to pull that water up. It's almost like a normal, just a larger size holiday houseplant once you bring a Christmas tree into your house. You kind of want to do the same thing you do with any houseplant, which is, you know, don't put it next to the door that you're leaving open when it's snowing and it's cold, or drafty windows, or on top of a vent. You know, you just want to make sure you're putting it in a good place in your house. You know, a place where maybe cats or kids aren't going to get to it either is a smart thing. But you definitely want to just make sure it's in a good place in your house. It's healthy. Have the vacuum nearby. You're going to have to vacuum needles, but that's just kind of the joy in it. And someone with an artificial tree, I have a ton of fake needles on my ground too, so it doesn't really help. Usually most of your Christmas trees that you're getting are going to be firs and spruces. Cypresses and pines are also pretty common, but I was looking into some Christmas tree history in the past, and hawthorns and cherries actually used to be very, very popular Christmas trees. The trees that we see, kind of those majestic, beautiful trees in the White House or, you know, downtown, and those big, magical, fancy trees are usually brought in from Oregon, Washington. But this year, the National Christmas Tree, which I think is usually on like the lawn of the White House, is from the Jefferson National Forest in Virginia. It's a 35-foot tall red spruce, which I think is just a beautiful tree. And the one inside the White House is an 18-foot fir from Sydney, Michigan. So I love to watch the national trees kind of get drove across the country, but these came a little closer to DC this year. So that's kind of a fun fact. A lot of times we're getting our Christmas trees grown on farms, but most of the time, trees from the forest would just get brought in and used for just decades and decades. And it was just a habit or a tradition that started in Europe. And I couldn't really trace back to why it became a thing. But growing Christmas trees, whether it is in the forest or on a farm, actually can be extremely beneficial not only to wildlife, but an acre of Christmas trees can provide the daily oxygen requirements for 18 people. So when you do go pick up your Christmas tree, you're going to get incredibly fresh air, and know that our Christmas tree farmers are really doing more for the environment than they even know. With those Christmas trees, we also see a 93% recycling of real Christmas trees. So those are used for whether they go into like community recycling projects, or they're used as wood, or they're used for, they're put in their backyard, they're composted, whatever it is. There's nearly 4,000 Christmas tree recycling programs just in the United States. So usually we bring in those beautiful trees, we use them for the holidays, and they get put back into good use. If you're not using a real Christmas tree like myself, artificial Christmas trees were actually developed in Germany during the 19th century, and they were made from goose feathers that were tied, that were dyed green, which I always thought was really interesting. I can't even imagine having a feathered tree. I think my sister would have a feathered tree, but it's a funny thing to look at. After that, they were actually used, they were made using the same thing that we use for toilet brushes. So that very bristly, that's kind of what Christmas trees used to look like. And now, obviously, we've had some serious upgrades, and they're usually made from PVC plastic. And they look a little bit more real. I'll see some fake trees that look pretty realistic. So whether you have a real tree or a fake tree, I hope it's decorated beautifully in your home. I hope you guys have an incredible Christmas, and I can't wait to get into programming and all that fun stuff next year in 2026, especially, the growing season. I just always count down the days till February where we start seeds inside this time of year. So I'm looking forward to it.
Tis the season. Still a lot of time for you guys to get out there and get your Christmas trees. Spend the whole day out on the farm with the family. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extended District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.